I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. IU Theater and Drama presents The America Play by Susan Laurie Parks, March 27th through April 4th in the Wells Metz Theater. Our guests are director Idris Cooper Anifowoshi and actor Jamal McCray. Jamal, you're a recent graduate of the IU Theater program, back for the role. Actually, you're back in a couple of ways. Just as in American Mall last spring, you're being directed by Idris. And just as in that show, you're married to MFA candidate Dawn Thomas. Tell us a little bit about your character, a strange sort of name, the Foundling Father.
Yes, Foundling is like a child that's been left on the doorstep. That in itself says so much. My character is a man who used to dig graves. And he had a calling from the past, as it were. What kind of drove him or what made a great impression of him is when he went to this place called the Great Hole of History, where there's like marches and parades and reenactments.
The Great Hole of History, kind of an amusement park sort of thing?
Yes. And he left his family and he went out west digging and also just to find, you know, his way. And his way became impersonating Abraham Lincoln. His act consists of people coming in, paying a penny, choosing from like a selection of provided pistols. And he reenacts the assassination. He starts to laugh at the jokes going on stage, our American cousin, and then they shoot him.
What's the most interesting part of playing this character?
The most interesting part that I've just found is how much I can relate to that kind of journey.
What's the most fun about the character?
The most fun is learning all of his words, learning all the lines, and just really being in front of everyone and talking, you know, just kind of talking to such a big crowd, and also being shot. That's fun.
We've been talking with Jamal McCray, who plays the Foundling Father in Susan Laurie Parks' The America Play. The director for the production is IU faculty member Idris Cooper Anifowoshi. If the main character is called the Foundling Father, it's the mix of the child and the man. Key, perhaps, to Susan Laurie Parks' vision of the play and some sense of history?
I think most definitely her vision of history and some of the things that she has to say about history, that history is always an active subject, that it happens both simultaneously in our past but in our present as well. It's something that Cornel West talked about, echoes, and how all of what's happening today is not as original as it is an echo of the past. So there's a lot of resonance in the play about historical echoes and this idea of history being both something that is happening to you right now, but also a product of those things in the past. There's a historical present that African Americans most definitely live in. We are a product of how we got here, but how we choose to live now. And this is part of what I think also is echoed, if you will, in the America play. I'll tell you what it is. It's a bottoms up. This is what it is. Bottoms up. This is something Obama's been talking about lately, and it's going to be part of, I think, our national vocabulary, hopefully. The idea that America was created by five old men is as ludicrous as, you know, America pushing out of, you know, African woman's womb. What are we? You know, and so I think Susan sends up the forefathers, particularly Abraham Lincoln, who freed the slaves. She sends that up and she shoots it down.
We've been talking with the director Idris Cooper Anifowoshi and actor Jamal McCray about Susan Laurie Parks' The America Play. IU Theater and Drama presents the play March 27th through April 4th in the Wells Metz Theater. And I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.